WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. He's gone. Frank Sinatra died of a heart attack last night at the age of 82. We're going to pay tribute to him by playing some of his great recordings and listening back to interviews with some of the people who worked with him over the years. When Sinatra recorded a song, it often became so identified with him, it was off limits to other singers. So what was it like to write songs for him? I asked lyricist Sammy Kahn about that back in 1985, 8 years before Kahn's death. In the years he wrote for Sinatra, Kahn had two main songwriting partners, Julie Stein and Jimmy Van Heusen. Kahn wrote the lyrics for All the Way, Come Fly With Me, Love and Marriage, The Tender Trap, I Fall in Love Too Easily, Saturday Night is the Loneliest Night of the Week, Polka Dot and Moonbeams, Call Me Irresponsible, and I Guess I'll Hang My Tears Out to Dry.
When I want rain, I get sunny weather. I'm just as blue as the sky. Since love is gone, can't pull myself together. Guess I'll hang my tears out to dry. Friends ask me out, I tell them I'm busy. I must get a new alibi. I stay at home and ask myself, who is he? Guess I'll hang my tears out.
Lyricist Sammy Kahn used to love demonstrating his new songs for singers. In 1985, he told me what it was like to sing a new song for Sinatra.
I sing the song for the first time, and I stand in front of Sinatra, and I am a lethal demonstrator. One of the most memorable moments of demonstrating songs is when I sang the songs to Our Town. Our Town for the first time. I'll never forget, we came and we sang to him. It was kind of around twilight time. I'll never forget, it was kind of quiet. With no one around, just him sitting in an easy chair. When Sinatra reflects, he rolls the bottom of his thumb over his lower lip. And that's how he reflects. And his highest praise is, yeah, yeah, high praise. And he doesn't turn down a song, never has.
You know the song you wrote, All the Way? Of course, you know the song you wrote, All the Way. Did you ever have in the back of your mind the expression, going all the way?
No, never.
I always wondered about that.
That song.
How did you get that hook?
I'll tell you, that song was written actually to cover many, many dramatic points. First of all, the song is written for a film called The Joker Is Wild. And I said to Van Heusen, Jimmy Van Heusen, I said, they can't possibly want to call this film The Joker Is Wild. Sounds like a, you know, card game picture. A Las Vegas gambling picture, The Joker Is Wild. So we better think of a good title. And for days we kicked some titles around. I said, I've got the title. Frank Sinatra, All the Way. He loves All the Way. He acts All the Way. You know, it's he gets the women all. You know, it's an all-encompassing title, All the Way. And then we came up with the melody, which had a dramatic notion to it. In the picture, you know, he loses his voice. So when you hear him singing the first time, he sings, "When somebody loves you, it's no good unless he loves you." Big notes. All the way. You hear him singing that large and loud. Now, when he tries to come back after his throat has been cut, in a sense, he starts to sing, "When somebody loves you." These are even notes. "It's no good unless you love you." And he takes a breath, and you see on his face that he's not going to be able to hit all the way those notes again. That's when he goes, as Joe Louis, the comic, into comedy. That was all the ideas. So you know what they call the film? The Joker is Wild.
When somebody loves you, it's no good unless he loves you. All the way. Happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer you. All the way. Taller than the tallest tree is, that's how it's got to feel. Deeper than the deep blue sea is, that's how deep it goes, if it's real. When somebody needs you, it's no good unless he needs you. All the way. Through the good or lean years, and for all the in-between years, come what may. Who knows where the road will lead us, only a fool would say. But if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way. All the way.
Did you ever want to change a lyric that you wrote?
Only one time.
Which one was that?
That's in the song, one of my very, very favorite songs, The Last Dance. We started the idea of writing an opening song for an album and a closing song for an album, like Come Fly With Me. Opens with Come Fly With Me, of course, and the closing song, which is It's Nice to Go Traveling. So, and then we wrote Come Dance With Me. And then we needed a closing song. And we quickly discovered that Irving Berlin, the legendary Irving Berlin, I discovered that he'd written every song you can possibly write about dancing. Cheek to Cheek, Change Partners, I'm Putting On My Top Hat. So usually I write a song very, very swiftly. But here I am, and I can't come up with the last song. And Frank Sinatra, who's used to me giving him the song swiftly, says, "Where's that last song?" And I keep saying, "The last song. We're looking for the last song." And where's the? And I don't write as haphazardly. I think about it, and when I come up with a title or something, I want it to be a little special. And every time I turn, I'm running into Irving Berlin. Finally, I turned to Van Heusen one day. I said, "Has there ever been a song called The Last Dance?" And Van Heusen, who was very, very familiar with the literature of songs, said, "No. It's been the Save the Last Waltz for me, but not The Last." I said, "Sit down." And I said, "It's The Last Dance. We've come to The Last Dance. They're dimming the lights down. They're hoping we'll go. It's obvious they're aware of us, the pair of us, alone on the floor. But I want to hold you like this forevermore." So Sinatra is recording this song. And I had lines that they're wondering just when will we leave. But till we leave, keep holding me tight through the last dance, each beat of the last dance, and save me the first dance in your dreams tonight. So it, when you speak, you would say, they're wondering just when we will leave. You wouldn't say, they're wondering just when will we leave. So he said, they're wondering just when we will leave. I said, no, it isn't. Fine, hold it. I said, they're wondering just when will we leave, but till we leave. He said, what kind of cockamamie word is... I said, no one speaks like that. I said, no. I said, no one speaks like that, but we aren't speaking, Frank, are we? We're singing, aren't we, Frank? And that's the only time we ever kind of good-naturedly quarreled about a line.
It's the last dance. We've come to the last dance. They're dimming the lights down. They're hoping we'll go. It's obvious they're aware of us, the pair of us alone on the floor. Still I want to hold you like this forever and more. It's the last song. They're playing the last song. The orchestra's yawning. They're sleepy, I know. Just when will we leave, but till we leave, keep holding me tight through the last dance, each beat of the last dance. Save me the first dance in your dream tonight. When will we leave, but till we leave, keep holding me tight through the last dance, each beat of the last dance, and save me the first dance in your dreams tonight.
Our interview with lyricist Sammy Kahn was recorded in 1985, 8 years before his death. Nancy Sinatra talks about her father after a break. This is Fresh Air.